This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill
from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.
We are joined by Lauren Mathias, host of the podcast Hidden, a true crime podcast. She is on the ground covering the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill. You may have also seen her on News Nation. She's corresponding with us as this continues to evolve, jury selection going on this week. And Lauren, I want to start by talking about the ruling that Judge Boyce put out today about who will be allowed to attend the trial in terms of who is viewed as a victim, who is a family member. Judge Stephen Boyce, in the statement that was released earlier, the way that we've interpreted it is that Larry Woodcock would not be allowed into the courtroom to view the trial until after he testifies. Can you speak to that at all?
Yes, yes. So the ruling that came out, essentially Judge Boyce stated that Kay Woodcock and Kay Woodcock, Colby Ryan, and Summer Shiflett. Colby Ryan is Lori's son, remaining son, and then Summer Shiflett is Lori's sister, that these three are victims that can be allowed the entire time in the courtroom during the entire trial. Larry Woodcock was not mentioned as somebody that could be in the courtroom the entire trial, although it was stated that he could attend and be in the courtroom as soon as he was done testifying, and that the prosecution, he's on the prosecution's witness list, mm-hmm. and that as soon as he was done testifying, that he would be able to sit in the courtroom. Now, I did communicate briefly with the Woodcocks. I'm sure they're swamped, but I did want to clarify just one thing with them, and what they told me was that although the ruling is confusing, Larry can attend the trial, and he will be attending the trial, and that they are happy with the ruling. So whether or not that means that Larry is going to testify right away, or something has changed, or there are logistics that we don't yet understand, I'm unsure, but they state they are happy and that Larry Woodcock also can attend the trial. Take that for what it is.
Because on paper, it appears that he can't until he testifies, unless they're happy. Maybe they are happy just with that settlement, that was the compromise that was made, allowing him to attend. Because I can imagine that would be very troubling for someone who really, you know, he was the grandfather of JJ. You know, he was initially there for his very early formative years. So it was, you know, heartbreaking to hear that. That they didn't view him as a victim or family.
He told me himself, you know, Kay and Larry have shared with us some, you know, beautiful, intimate, you know, details of raising JJ. And Kay and Larry took him home from the hospital. Yeah. They were his first caretakers, and they raised him until they were two. And Larry would rock him to sleep and pat his back and massage his little, you know, you know, he was premature and struggled with some health problems, and it would just give him massages to help him. And yeah, these two are as not just grandparents, but caretakers, you know, that, I mean, all grandparents are caretakers, but these grandparents raised him in his first 2 years of life even.
Yeah. I mean, that goes even beyond the traditional role of grandparents. So without a doubt, obviously they are victims here. Let's talk about what's been going on with jury selection. I know we're getting down to the next phase, getting close to that number 42. Where does things stand right now, and what have you been seeing?
Yeah, some more jurors have been excused, but it seems to be going fairly quickly, or maybe it just feels like it's fast because we didn't start until 1:30, 2 o'clock today. So maybe it just feels like things are cruising. But yeah, I think that really their big goal is going to be to get to 42 today, and that should not be a problem. There are 25 jurors here today, so I can't imagine that wouldn't happen today. Of course, I've made some predictions during jury selection, and I've been wrong. So I'm just going to say I assume with a lot of logic that we're going to hit 42 today. And then, of course, I think the question is, we'll be whittling down those 42 to 12 with the six alternates. And when that's going to happen, or if that's going to take place today or tomorrow, I'm not sure about that. Mm-hmm. I think we're all waiting to find out what happens tomorrow, Friday, sure, as well.
Sure, because I know the judge, Stephen Boyce, saying 8:30 a.m. Monday, opening arguments can begin. So I think he's very much assuming that that will all be in place by that point in time. With that being said, opening arguments, yes, they're coming up Monday. Have you heard any rumblings or any speculations about the preview of what we may be seeing come Monday morning when they start arguing the cases?
You know, I have not, although I do see that this remote hearing room might start filling up as people learned about Judge Boyce stating, hey, opening statements this Monday. A lot of people mentioned, hey, we want to go. Let's go find out. I think that this remote hearing room is going to become a lot more crowded. I think we're going to start seeing family members. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that the Woodcocks are in town, but they have not attended jury selection. I have not seen any family, mm-hmm, of any of these victims yet, you know, which makes sense. You know, jury selection is one thing, and no one's allowed in the courtroom right now. And so I think that Monday we're going to see probably an influx of people, of crowds, of news. It's going to be interesting.
This is Continuous Coverage.
Continuous Coverage. Continuous Coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.
We're going to keep talking with Lori Mathias, who is on the ground right now at the courthouse in Idaho. We're going to be discussing, who is showing up for Lori? Is there anyone showing up for Lori is more like the question. Any of the Daybells coming out to show support or against? We'll have that discussion in just a few moments. Press subscribe so you don't miss a minute of our coverage of the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.